So Merry Christmas. I know. May feel a little stale. But indeed, it is still Christmas, despite the fact that most of the trees in the neighborhood are now at the curb. Even the fresh greenery that was strung around here for Christmas is gone because it dried out. And the poinsettias got really shriveled, and so those have been composted. But Christmas is still here, and I stubbornly want to hold on to this greeting because I'm not ready. I did go to Aldi yesterday, and I've grabbed the last shopping cart. So I'm ready for this little blizzard we're getting, but I'm not ready for it just to be cold January. I'm not ready for the busy month ahead. I'm not ready for the evening meetings and the early morning walks to school. I'm not ready for 2025. I'm not ready for a new president. I just don't want the joy and sparkle and magic of Christmas to leave. And yet I can see it. I can see cold January waiting for us, hovering at the ready. And so the season of Epiphany could not come at a better time. Today we celebrate that these wise ones finally show up at the manger scene. And the details of this quirky story in Matthew matter. For Jesus and the Holy Family are still in Bethlehem, but they are no longer sleeping in the stable. They're no longer in that manger. Matthew writes that they have found a home, likely a distant relative, gave them a more comfortable place to stay. But unlike that traditional hymn, the details in the scripture are slightly different. These wise ones were not kings, and they were not three. And like I mentioned, they probably maybe weren't even men. They could have been women too. These folks were most likely Zoroastrian astronomers from Persia, present-day Iran, or we could even think wider here. Perhaps East means countries outside of the Greco-Roman Empire, India, China. This one word, East, matters, this description, for the Gospel of Matthew. He names this from the very beginning of the Gospel, that those outside of the Jewish family of faith matter. These are the ones that point to Jesus. These are the ones who know who Jesus is for who he is. This gospel begins with the story of the wise ones from the Far East. And it ends with this great commission to baptize nations, all nations. So we get this revelation of God in our midst. And it's not just for those in the family. This is a message for everyone. And just like the quirkiness of the Christmas story, God comes not to the powerful and the rich, but to this poor nobody family from a small town. The angels show up to third shift farm workers in the fields with their animals. And today we celebrate the divinity is revealed not to priests, not to powerful kings, but to these visitors. Far off the map. Today is named Epiphany intentionally. Epiphany is that aha moment, right? That glimmer of something new that wasn't there before. Something becoming visible that was invisible. If this were a cartoon, this is when you see the light bulb turn on, right? Above someone's head in the little speech bubble. Bing! It's a revelation. And for the whole season of Epiphany, we will get these little light bulb moments, this little revelation of the invisible God becoming visible in the being of Jesus. Today, our little Epiphany moment comes from these quirky visitors from the East with their odd royal gifts saying, Jesus is one to watch. Jesus, this baby, is a king. Next week, we will get another little light bulb as Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist, and the clouds will part, and God will declare Jesus the beloved Son, in whom God is well pleased. The following week, we get this epic wedding feast, this first miracle of Jesus where he turns the water into wine so the party can continue, and so on. These little instances of the light turning on, the divine coming close to us, close enough to see and experience and party with. Just like I hope worship is this little instance of epiphany for you every week, that you here in this space encounter the God made visible for you. And the stories we read and the prayers that we pray together and lift up and the songs that we sing and at the table where we are fed, each of these are visible little markers of God coming close, of our world covered with fingerprints of God. Now, I'm a little sad that Advent, our season of Advent, is over because I've really enjoyed the work of these sticky notes that we've done and our magnifying glasses of looking for God in our midst. So I have one more gift for you. Because it is the 12th day of Christmas after all. Wait for it. Ta-da! A little star with a word on it. Star, not Star Wars, but Star Words, yeah? Mm-hmm. So, and each star has a word on it, and these words might sound familiar. Faith, justice, hope, peace, joy, and love. These words that are more than words, right? The words becoming flesh and being among us, these reminders that God is here with us. And just like those wise ones are embarked on uncharted territory as we embark into 2025, uncharted territory for us, may these star words help point to you where God is visible in your midst. Be on the lookout for where the gifts of faith and justice, hope, peace, joy, and love are here. A little beacon, a little light in the midst of the night, a reminder that God is here in our midst, and we do not wait for the whole constellation to show up by ourselves. Now, these are not New Year's resolutions. These are not, as the Washington Post called them this year, nudge words, yeah? Star words are not things for you to accomplish or earn. These words are not homework for you to report back on, though if you do get a good story, if you find an instance, I want to hear about it. I'm your pastor. I love to hear those stories. But most importantly, these are God's gifts for you. These things show up in your daily life, whether you notice them or not. God's invitation to us as people of faith is simply to pay attention. For the bad news is easy to point out, but the gifts of God, faith and justice, hope and peace, joy and love, they're sometimes a little more hidden. They show up in places we least expect. But indeed, they are there for us to discover, helping us make life a little more bearable, reminding us that all is not lost or forsaken or hard. And so, dear ones, Merry Christmas. Happy Epiphany. Let us find these little beacons of light where they are. And give thanks for them. I want to end today with the blessing that we actually read last week at Lessons and Carols, but it's just too good not to repeat. And it's a blessing of the Magi for you by Pastor Jan Richardson. There is no reversing this road. The path that bore you here goes in one direction only, every step drawing you down a way by which you will not return. You thought arrival was everything, that your entire journey ended with kneeling in the place you had spent all to find. When you laid down your gift, release came with such ease, your treasure tumbling from your hands in awe and benediction. And now the knowledge of your leaving comes like a stone laid over your heart, the familiar path closed, and not even the solace of a star to guide your way. You will set out in fear. You will set out in dream. But you will set out by the other road that lies in shadow and in dark. We cannot show you what route will take you home, but that way is yours and will be found in the walking. But we will tell you. You will wonder at how the light you had thought you'd left behind goes with you, spilling from your empty hands, shimmering beneath your homeward feet, illuminating the road with every step you take. Let us pray. Oh God, the star in the sky showed the Magi the way to baby Jesus. The star was a guide. The star was a light. The star was a promise. As we follow in the ways that Jesus has taught into 2025, may God be our guide, God our light, God our promise. And all God's people said, Amen.